We're in Columbus, Georgia. Joe, is this your hometown?
Oh, man, better believe it. Better believe it. You know, it's so nice to see you guys back in my my area, my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
Yeah. So you went to school here, you grew up in the area, and you were called Joe. What'd they call you then?
Well, actually, you know, I'm just plain old Joe, just simple Joe. I mean, a lot of people think, you know.
Joe, I know you had a nickname. Come on, you had a country nickname. What was it?
Well, my sisters used to call, my family called me Little Joe. My dad is Joe Sr. Yeah.
Right. I was always Little Joe.
Uh-huh. Never make enough money to get out of Little Joe.
Little Joe without the L. That's true. I mean, they still call me Little Joe.
Well, it's either that or Junior, so, you know.
Were you a songwriter as a child?
You know, one of the first songs I wrote down there was a song called Good Girls that I ended up recording later on in my career. So, yeah, you know, I was focused back then. Absolutely.
How old were you when you did Good Girl?
I was about, let's see, 16, 15, 16.
And how did your parents, the preachers, respond to Good Girl?
Well, at the time, they didn't really hear the song. I mean, I was still sort of...
They kept that up in the room under the mattress. They didn't see that.
To get it together.
Yeah, and I hear the story all the time about songwriters who say, I only wrote songs because I was too shy to approach a girl, so I'd write a song. Was that your story too?
I guess you could say part of that was.
Who was the first girl you wrote a song about, Joe?
Well, it was a girl that was, I mean, Good Girl was one of those.
Oh, he cleared his throat on that one.
You see, it's a serious topic here. And, you know, it's they always went for the jocks, you know, the football players and the athletes. Uh-huh. You know, I sort of wrote a song about that, and that's what the girl sort of said.
So you're not going to tell us her name, the girl. Simple.
Don't answer that, Joe. You don't have to answer that. You know.
You asked the question.
I know, but I could tell the man did not want to answer.
When he cleared his throat.
You don't know the sign, Simple?
Joe, answer the question.
Who was she? I can't call it. You know that's against the rules.
Joe, you remember the girl's name that caused you to just clear your throat.
She was a good girl. That's all he's saying. She was a good girl. Simon.
She was a good girl. That's it. My God,
Joe,
my
I want to know, Joe.
I want to know who is the girl that made you clear your throat.
Don't stutter. Come on now.
You won't be
on that has, How's the tour coming with you, Charlie, Joe, and Kim?
Man, it's amazing. It is absolutely awesome. I can't be on a better tour, with better guys. I mean, they're just, you know, pretty amazing. I'm sure a lot of you listeners.
Who has the tightest jacket, if you had to guess?
Of the three of you.
Oh, of course. I got to give the hands down to Charlie Wilson, of course. Uncle Charlie.
You know, Tom and Jay have changed his name.
Is that right? What's his name now?
Charlie Rachi,
man.
Because he has the glitter jacket and a light up jacket, just like Liberace.
He's Charlie Rachi.
And he is now Charlie Rachi.
It seems like it fits him. He certainly earned it. That's a bad boy.
Is it true the jacket now is taking on a life of its own?
I believe so. He may have to come out with a line of those things. and the jackets may be the next step, man. But he's amazing.
Well, y'all kill him out there, Joe. Have a good show, man.
You graduated from Opelika High School in Alabama, which is just down the street. Oh, it's at Phoenix City, Gerard. Mm-hmm. And anyway, Columbus might as well be your home. Joe.